Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We are here to share the biggest Switch 2 games launching in June.
Can you believe it? A new month is here.
Yes.
Today, as we release this, is June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some great games ahead to be excited for.
Games are a-coming.
Yes.
Fast and furiously, as you were saying.
They
because
are.
Because I think, again, we had a little bit of a lull. And then May, we had a pretty good month.
Picking up.
And now it's picking up.
Yes.
June is here, and we're excited. So
we scoured through all of the releases
yes.
coming this month, and we found the ones that we think you should be paying attention to. So let's just go chronological order.
Yep.
Let's just jump in. June 3rd, oh my God, that's soon. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth
Whoa.
Is coming out.
How exciting.
We were so surprised. We were like, wait, within the first year of mm-hmm. the Switch 2 being on the market, we're getting 7 Remake
and
Rebirth? Way to go, Square Enix.
Wow, yeah.
That's
way
great.
To go, Square Enix. Very exciting that this is coming. It's great that it came so quickly after
yes.
Remake is
just
a thing.
Jump from one
you
to the other.
You can just play one and just
yeah.
bam into the other one. See, we didn't have that luxury back in the day when we were playing this when
we
it
had
first
to wait.
We had to wait.
Yeah.
And that was no
yeah.
fun. So now you can do that and jump straight into Rebirth. And then hopefully we
yeah.
can hear more soon about
yeah.
the third one.
So if you haven't been following along, they remade Final Fantasy VII. It's going to be 3 games.
You're living under a rock.
The first game was Remake. Rebirth is the second one. The third one is not yet announced, but
yes.
it is coming
it's
to
coming.
Switch 2.
Yes.
So there is a demo for this that is out.
Mm-hmm.
We were a little hand-wringy before this got revealed of like, oh, how's this game going to run on a Switch 2? Seems like it's
Looks
totally
great.
Fun. So seems like
Looks
they've
great.
Figured that out.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. There is a demo for you to check out. We, Kit and Krista, have a spoiler cast on this game already because we played it on a PS5.
Yes.
This game is great. We really recommend
Love
it.
Love this game.
So if you play this game and you want to hear us talk about it more, we have that spoiler cast out.
Mm-hmm.
This is $50, which is a little bit more than Remake.
Bigger game, though.
It is a much bigger
game. A much
bigger game. And a newer game, so
right.
it does kind of make sense.
Still not at the full $70 price, at least.
They were discounting Remake not super long after it came out, so if you're able to wait,
yeah.
I don't know, by like September or something, you might be able to get this.
Maybe you're still playing Remake.
I don't know. But if you're able to wait, you can probably
yeah.
get this
just,
not super long
just,
at an even better price.
Click that wishlist button
yeah.
and then just wait for it.
So if you get this physical, it's interesting. It is a game key card, but they have done cool stuff with the physical versions
yeah.
of these games. And I actually picked up Remake physical. So you...
Are you going to get this too?
We'll talk about what we're getting at the end of this video. So you do get the Zack Fair Magic the Gathering card. It does
yes.
have a reversible cover, and you get a couple like in-game items as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not quite as cool as the first game that had the pack of Magic cards.
Yeah.
But I do like that they're
the
continuing.
The Zack Fair card is pretty cool,
I like
though.
That they're continuing that. So that's a very promising way to start the month. Next, we have the World Cup.
The World Cup is almost upon
coming.
Us. Yeah, June through July,
so if you're
I think,
into
is the World Cup.
Soccer slash football slash prop...
Footsies?
Footy slash proper football.
Not footsies, footy.
We have Konami eFootball Kickoff, which is an interesting one. So Konami has had this soccer series for a long time. If you're here in the United States, it was Winning 11, and then it became Pro Evolution Soccer. I know this because I used to work there.
I do not
And
know
now it's become
all.
eFootball,
Interesting.
Which has been on the PS5 and the Xbox. And over there, it's kind of a free-to-play thing.
Mm.
This is kind of an offshoot of that.
Okay,
And I'm curious to see when this comes out. This is coming out on June 3rd as well, of like what this actually is. Because so this game is $20,
okay.
which is an interesting price. eFootball is very heavily propped up on microtransactions.
Mm.
This seems to be kind of splitting the difference.
So maybe you get
down
some stuff,
the middle,
like right at the beginning.
I don't exactly
and
know.
And then can get more through microtransactions.
This does have all of the licenses of the teams and the players.
Right.
It does not have the World Cup license though. So they were like, oh, you can do the big international tournament
competition.
Yeah, but
yeah.
They cannot use the words
the
World,
big
World
game.
Cup.
Yeah.
It does have game share on Switch 2, which is cool. Obviously, other platforms That's don't great. Have that. I don't know. This might be one to, like, wait and see how this shapes up.
Yeah.
I know eFootball itself doesn't have the best reputation. And I'm not, again, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect from this Switch 2 version. So this might be a wait and see.
But it is a moment in time.
Kind of game if soccer slash football is your thing.
Yeah. It's like,
or maybe just get swept away in World Cup fever.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a moment in time.
It's 20 bucks.
In terms of like just being in the midst of World Cup.
This
stuff.
Is also a world where FIFA exists.
Yes.
Okay. This is not a game, but on June 5th, it's Summer Game Fest. And we wanted to put this on our list because there's so much stuff that gets announced.
Yeah.
There might be more games that get announced for June.
And get shadow dropped or
there's probably going to be some things get shadow dropped or some things that might be coming out later.
So this month.
If you're looking for things to buy in June just for a Switch 2.
Earmark Summer Game Fest.
You might just like pay attention to that. You don't have to watch the whole thing. It's very long. But just like check back in afterwards and say, oh, what did old Jeff Keighley have for us? Because there might be some stuff.
There's also just announcements around Summer Game Fest overall as well. Right. Like there's Wholesome Direct right afterwards. So there might be other games coming out that you might want to save your money
it's
for.
Just that your time of year where
budgeting for your June games. Announced.
Yes. Let's go a little bit deeper into June. An indie game that we've seen a little bit of that looks really cool.
This looks cool.
Is Densha Tak.
Yes.
Which is this kind of like very stylish train racing meets tricks kind of game.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard to describe, but
we're rolling a trailer here.
Very visually appealing thing.
Yeah, you're kind of like this train car. There's like an on rails. You're like going from rail to rail. Highly stylized. There's some surfing on the ocean with the train, but it looks really cool. It looks very fast-paced and action-packed.
So. Did you know Densha means train in Japanese?
I did know that.
Okay. Yes. I'll be honest. So there is a demo for this as well. I admit I have not played it.
Right.
I am curious of like what actually is the gameplay of this? Is it more about racing? Is it more about tricks? Is it something I can't even fathom? I guess I should play the demo.
I mean, at least there's one available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have not yet announced a price for this. Oh. And I even went and checked like on Steam. Like, there's no price, they're waiting as long as they can to reveal the price. Okay. So if you're looking out for that, we don't have it yet.
Yes.
June 18th, a day later, is one of the big ones for this month. Mm-hmm. The Adventures of Elliot, the Millennium Tale.
Square Enix.
Another Square Enix game.
Yeah, this month in
this
June.
This is one that we have definitely had our eye on for a while. So this is the next HD 2D game. This is like an action top-down action RPG. A lot of people say this is like classic Zelda.
Classic Zelda.
Yes.
There was a demo earlier this year that we played. There's another demo now.
Yes, multiple demos.
Okay, so just keep track of the multiple demos. The demo does transfer into the main game. So whatever you play in the demo, that will transfer into your main game, which is great. Love it when they do that. This game is absolutely gorgeous.
As you would expect.
Of course, you and I are both really excited about this. We both played the demo, it looks awesome. It looks really fun.
The game has a great vibe to it. It is definitely channeling a lot of old school, you know, whether it's Zelda or the Mana games.
Yes.
Whatever your touch point is to this style of game in the past, like I think it's going to scratch that itch.
Yes.
I do have some questions. Why is the guy called Elliot? Why does it take place in a place called Philadelphia? hopefully we get answers to these ridiculous naming choices. I don't know.
Elliot's also dressed like Puss in Boots for some reason.
He's also dressed like a Final Fantasy Red Mage.
Red Mage, yes. Right. A Red Mage or like a Puss in Boots. Right. Kind of.
This is not a Final Fantasy game, but that was where my mind went with the design.
There you go. Yeah.
Only $60 on the Switch 2, which is great.
Okay.
Not the full $70. If you get physical, unfortunately, it is a game key card. There is also a collector's edition for it that has a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's also $230.
Phew, that's
so
deep.
So it comes with the 4-CD soundtrack. Who's got a CD player? Not me. And this kind of like statue-y clock type thing.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Yeah, it looks like, and then it has the main character's hat and the little fairy companion.
Oh, that's what she's sitting on. Okay.
Sitting on the hat.
Oh, it says hope is, I thought they said hole is always there. I was like, wait a minute. It says hope is always there.
Oh, what a,
Good.
Inspiring message.
Wonderful.
What's not inspiring is the price, because yes. It's
$230. That's a bit steep. I'm not sure.
It's pretty expensive.
I'm not sure I'm going in on Elliot for $230.
Four CDs for $230?
Yeah, it's a bit much, but this game does look really cool.
It does look good.
The Crown Jewel of June is coming June 25th. It is, of course, Star Fox.
Wow.
Long-awaited return of Star Fox. Been literally a decade since we had a new Star Fox game. Mm-hmm. The game looks really great.
It does.
Nintendo is starting to ramp up a little bit. Since we had that Direct, there was a video that they just dropped showing about the mouse controls, mm-hmm. which is a feature that I'm very curious about. This is going to be one of the buzzworthy games at the end of June.
I think so, and I'm excited to see how they have updated Star Fox 64. Excited about all these updated cutscenes and cinematics that they've been doing for this, and getting deeper into the story of the Star Fox universe. Seems like it's going to be really fun, so I think we're both pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, and I'm just excited to see, like, what is the impact of a new game right after the movie? Like, people have been tracking, like, oh, this is really high on these pre-sale charts.
The conversation is out there for Star Fox.
It's like, all right, it's finally happening for Star Fox.
For Star Fox,
Took a little time, but it might be happening, and that's exciting.
I hope that this means, like, more Star Fox games in the future as well. If it does well, right, that's a good indicator for the future of the series.
Remember, this is one of the new Nintendo games that's using this kind of split pricing, if you're going physical or digital. So it's $50 digital, $60 physical. We don't even have there's no $70 game on this list.
Look, what a steal.
For the whole darn month.
I mean, you can get the $230 collector's edition. That's a little different.
Something else.
But that's promising,
but that's great.
I guess. Yeah.
And it ain't a game. I'm getting that physical.
We have to do, you know, we have to do that fun pick it up at the store together vlog for this game, because that's going to be, we're thinking about doing a lot of fun videos around Star Fox, so stay tuned for that, because we're excited about this game.
You might say, okay, well, that's the end of June. That's the end of the video. Oh, no. There is a game right on the heels of Star Fox in the early days of July that you just kind of need to be ready for.
We're bleeding into July.
You just need to be ready, because on July 2nd, Rhythm Heaven is coming out.
Wow, you don't say.
And this is a Switch 1 game.
I'm excited.
Kind of like Tomodachi Life was. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want this game to go forgotten because it's coming out a week after Star Fox.
On Rhythm Heaven.
That's a pretty crazy June 18th, Adventures of Elliot. June 25th, Star Fox. July 2nd, Rhythm. You better be ready.
I'm ready.
You better be ready.
I'm so ready.
This game is only $40.
I was born ready.
On the Switch 1.
Yes.
It's another series where it's been a little wait.
Really long.
Since we had a Rhythm Heaven.
But I'm so excited for new Rhythm Heaven.
How would you describe what Rhythm Heaven is if people don't know?
Rhythm Heaven, mini games based on, like, rhythm. You're usually doing something to the rhythm of the music. Yeah. I think they showed a trailer where you're, like, slicing vegetables and, like, flipping the vegetables. Usually the music is, like, a standout in these games. It's by
Tsunku,
which is, like, a famous musician in Japan. Really iconic, like, just really cool sounding music. And, of course, very cute animations to go with it. And I hope they bring back some of the classic Rhythm Heaven.
Yeah.
Like the Flipper Seal, the wrestling guy.
That'd be exciting.
The guy that, the karate kid that punches the pots. Like, there's a lot of these iconic Rhythm Heaven characters that have been in past games that I really hope that they bring back in this
game.
It's a lot of personality.
All right. So what of this list are we getting, based on what we know? Again, like, who knows what might get announced at Summer Game Fest, Shadow Drop, oh my gosh, drop everything and play this. But based on what we know now, what are you actually buying?
Yeah. So probably not going to get Final Fantasy, because I played that already.
I'll also be skipping that, because that was recent enough.
Yeah.
And that's a really big game.
It's a huge game.
Like, this game is so big, it had to be on two discs on a PlayStation 5.
Two cartridges? No, it's a game key card.
No, that's
one game key
card.
The
magic of a game key card. There's nothing on it.
There's nothing on it. It's just a piece of plastic. I mean,
check your memory card, but
yeah, delete some games before you insert. This is a great game, but yes, it's recent enough that I don't need to pick it up again.
Yep.
I'm not the biggest football soccer fan, so I don't think I'll be picking up eFootball.
No, I think
unfortunately,
unless I'm really wowed by the reviews.
Yeah,
that is a great price point at $20.
Yeah, and fun around the time of a big event.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do that. Have that around the World Cup, but I'm probably skipping unless there's some real, like, wow factor with the reviews.
Yes. Who knows what's going to get announced at Summer Game Fest? We'll definitely be there. So. I can't wait, but I'll save a little room in a calendar for that, obviously, in my time.
In your piggy bank?
My piggy bank has my budget for the month for games. Absolutely 100% in on Adventures of Elliot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on Densha Tech.
Oh, I missed Densha Tech.
Don't forget about Densha Tech.
Oh, I'm so focused, like laser focused on Elliot. Densha Tech, I'm going to play the demo first.
I need to do that as well. I need to get a handle on what the gameplay actually is. So if that clicks with me, I'll definitely get it. Mm-hmm. If not, there's plenty of other stuff to play.
And that's the thing, is like your time is so precious, you know?
So then we get into the end of the month where it's like, I don't know, these are like must buys.
Boom, boom, boom. Gonna buy it all.
I have to buy Adventures
Take
of
my
Elliot.
Money.
I've already bought and paid for Star Fox.
You have?
And Rhythm Heaven. I should probably do that with Rhythm Heaven.
You're gonna
soon
get
too.
A physical Rhythm Heaven.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Can you unbox it to the rhythm? That'll be a fun
thing. That plastic wrap.
I'll
not
be,
very rhythmically inclined.
I'll be metronome.
You'll be clapping me along.
Clapping you along.
Great.
That's going to be a fun end of the month, though. Which of these three games are you most excited for?
Well, I think
Elliot,
I think,
Star Fox, or Rhythm Heaven?
I think Star Fox, it's just like, again, it's been so long. This new version does look really good. I'm excited to try out some of this stuff that they've crammed into the game.
Do you want to be, we got to do our podcast you're going to be Slippy and I'm going to be Fox.
Yes, we have to be animal VTubers. It might be Adventures of Elliot, just having that like mystique to it of like, okay, this is a new IP.
Right, and the demo was so good.
The demos have been great.
Yes. I was like,
I'm enjoying the old school Mina the Hollower at the moment.
So I was like, getting your nostalgia.
Let's just
on.
Keep this good feelings rolling.
Yeah. I always love it at the end of a demo where I'm like, no, because it ends and you're like, I'm so into this.
Yeah.
I rarely feel that, honestly. And I totally felt that with Elliot. So I'm pretty hyped for this game.
And then Rhythm Heaven, I'm definitely getting it, but you're a bigger Rhythm Heaven fan than I am.
Yeah. I got to bring that seal in to hug while we talk about Rhythm Heaven.
People
always ask me if it's safe, and I can tell you that it's very safe.
Yes, you have it.
It's very safe. It's clean. It's safe. It's pristinely kept in my house. But yes, Rhythm Heaven is a game that you can play alongside another game as well, so it'll be
That's
easy
true.
To like dual wield.
That's true. It's not going to dominate all of your gaming
exactly.
time.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's a great month, very
Big
solid month.
Month.
Might be a very exciting month, who knows? In terms of, again, there's so
Other
many
things.
Announcements that are happening in June. We'll just have to wait and see what that could be.
Yeah, something could upend the whole thing.
Well, one last thing on Star Fox. Like, we've had this string of very like cozy games on the Switch 2, and it's nice to just have a little bit of change of pace.
Yeah,
of something
action.
That's a bit more action-focused.
Yes.
So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. All right, let us know in the comments what games you will be picking up for June. Which of the games on this list are you most excited for? Or if there's another game that you've been keeping your eye on coming out in June, and you're like, why didn't you include that, you jerks? Put that in the comment too. Okay, talk to you guys later.